The first time I meet Frank Sharp, he's shoveling gravel into a wheelbarrow.
Frank! I didn't see anybody.
Sorry, I scared you.
Frank is 85 years old. He's a small guy, but he's not frail. Underneath his navy coveralls, it looks like he could still run a five-minute mile.
Believe it or not, I could have been in the Olympics.
I'm here to get his life story, Olympic bid and all. But when I ask him for his life story, he recites one of his poems instead.
Been a soldier, sailor, kill my fellow man. Sought peace or religion, drugs every way you can. I felt the eagerness of youth and the frustration of the middle years. I've laughed a million laughs and shed a million tears.
Frank has written hundreds of poems like this one. He stores them in an old cigar box. They're beautiful, even better when read by the poet himself. But Frank's life, it was far from perfect. We head inside to his kitchen, which overlooks the ocean.
You want coffee or anything? We've got some banana bread.
With hot coffee in our hands, Frank tells me about his childhood in Angoon and Tenakee Springs. He tells me about his father's taste for whiskey and women.
My dad was a womanizer. I probably have 12, 13 brothers and sisters. I know of several already.
He tells me about his mother's many marriages. He even tells me how popular he was with German women when he was stationed there with the Air Force after World War II.
So that's part of the story. You know, you said, tell my life. I'm telling you the truth.
Somewhere in between all that, Frank lived in Kansas City, where he got wrapped up in the wrong crowd.
I became a gangster there. My name was Val Udo.
And if that wasn't enough risk for one lifetime, Frank has nearly died three times. The first when his boat sank in the Gulf of Alaska, the second when he had a massive heart attack, and the third just a couple years ago when he was out hunting deer in the winter at age 81. On the third day, he followed the sound of an Alaska Airlines flight west out of the woods.
It's been quite a life. I could go on for hours because I told you, I've had so many adventures, it's unbelievable.
And a lot of those adventures, they're the subjects of the poems being bound into the book called A Pioneer Alaskan's Lifetime of Rhymes and Rhythms. The book will be published by the Island Institute with links to audio, so you can actually hear Frank recite his own poetry.
Got a lot to do yet, but I know my time's running out. My frosting's wearing thin. I'm fighting a war I'll never win.
But he keeps fighting, fixing up his home, maintaining the miles of walking trails on his property. I get the sense Frank Sharp has a hard time sitting still.
I'm still pushing the wheelbarrows up from the beach, though it's killing me to do it.
Yeah, why do you do it?
Because it's there.
After a while, though, it's clear there's more to the story, like the part about his wife, Alice.
Pardon?
What about your wife? What about Alice? Oh.
Now you really get me. See, I'm already watered up.
Alice died in 2000, and the thought of her quickly brings him to tears.
I'll get it here in a minute. Why didn't I tell her then what I can't tell her now?
He'd tell her he loved her, that she was beautiful. That's Frank's biggest regret, so he tries to make up for that through his poetry and this property. He wants to be remembered for those things. He even moved a boulder to make that happen.
It weighs about 400 pounds, and I brought it up and put it there because it was the only gold-looking rock on the beach.
And on that gold-looking rock, there'll be a gold-colored plaque. It'll be placed right in front of his house with a poem on it.
The Lord gave this man vision, strength, and time to work this land.
It says his legacy lives on in this land. It lives on in people's hearts, too.
Through his poems and stories, he led us on many a journey of laughter, fear, love, and tears.
In rhymes and rhythms, Frank Sharp lived. Reporting in Angoon, I'm Emily Russell.